Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. And, you know, in the last hour, we talked about some sort of interesting stuff about a study that was done, and apparently 83% of Americans do not approve of Congress, and that number just seems to keep on rising over time. I don't think that surprises anybody, but something that's in the news now, and Brian, I think that I'm glad you're here to answer these questions. It's by the way, you do some a podcast.
Yeah, I do a show, Sovereign Tech. That's Sovryn Tech, and you can go to sovereigntech.com to find out about that. And it's all about science, technology, and how it can set you free.
And apparently, there's a news story out that Tor is an anonymizing service for the internet, and it. Do they use 256-bit encryption?
No, it's more just that it's like on top of, it's a hidden service, essentially.
It stands for the onion router, right. So like the layers of an onion.
So they route you through different places and stuff like that. But basically, Tor has been compromised is the story out there.
What's yeah.
Well, not Tor itself, but certain people using Tor may have been.
Well, it goes a little more than that. Mike, the story is from Slashdot. And what it's talking about is that Freedom Hosting, which is that's a server that's in Ireland, and that is one of the major servers for Tor that hides or that you know serves all those hidden you know sites like you know go to whichever site, including Tor Mail, which is one of the ones that's also getting attacked as well, and what happened is that the FBI apparently put some bugs, you know, they put some software essentially into their servers, into Freedom Hosting servers,
okay.
Which again, in turn, are, you know, they host a lot of Tor's websites. And so, yeah, so there's a lot of websites that got, you know, that are being tracked now by the FBI.
All right.
Okay, through this, you know, server house.
And it's always under the justification of...
And well, safety.
Well, keeping us safe, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, child porn was what I was going to say.
Yeah,
they claim they're looking for pedophiles.
Right.
Who could argue with that, right?
Yeah, and this is the same
thing. You just got to give up all your freedom.
Exactly.
But there's also an interesting thing on Tor, which is the Silk Road, and that's
right.
A website. It's only on Tor. You cannot get to it through the regular internet that allows one to buy illegal substances, mostly drugs,
sure.
On the internet using Bitcoin. And... because of Bitcoin and its aspects as a potentially anonymous online currency, you can do things like this, and everybody's safe. It increases the level of trust in these exchanges, and you have drug dealers essentially competing for your business, and that drives up quality. It drives up, drives down impurities and the dangerous aspects of drugs.
Yeah, there's never actually been a recorded, or I don't know how there would be, but there's never been a case of violence that's been associated with the Silk Road, as far as I understand it.
Right, whereas
but there's a lot of violence associated with drug corners and things like that.
People get beat up buying drugs
yeah.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I want people out doing all kinds of crazy drugs all the time. I just know that, you know, a lot of these, if you're going to go online and buy drugs, you're probably pretty committed to doing that drug. And you're going to get the highest quality drug and the one least likely to hurt you. And I suppose that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not my interest at all. But, you know, I certainly don't think it should be criminalized. You know, I'm not interested in punishing people who choose to do that.
Right. But now the FBI has a way of doing so because, again, this tracking cookie has essentially been put into, you know, their servers in Ireland. There,
but they're only looking for child porn, so we don't have to worry about them going after Silk Road.
Well, that's the theory, right? I mean, but that's the same. You know,
have anything to hide, Mark.
That's the same. The Prime Minister of Britain, he's pushing right now for porn filters to be put onto every new broadband account.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
And you have to opt out of it, right?
Right. And the point is you have to
tell
opt
them,
out
hey,
of
I'm
it.
A pervert. I want my porn
yeah,
delivered
exactly.
to my home.
But that's the
they're
part.
They're trying to get it so that nobody can do it, by
yeah.
the way, because there are people calling themselves feminists, that I've just been listening to the interviews, that's what they say, in Great Britain, that
sure.
They're pushing for this, and they're pushing hard. They say that there's that porn, and I tend to agree with this to some extent, is demeaning to women,
yeah.
And that it's
a lot
of it
increases
rape culture and stuff like that, and I,
some of it's not.
Yeah, some of it is, some of it isn't.
Yep.
And they make a differentiation between erotica and porn, which apparently the differentiation is that they like erotica and they dislike
yeah.
porn.
Yeah. Oh, so there, well, I see there's going to be an approval board, so they have to screen all the porn very carefully
okay.
and see which is erotic and which is just smutty.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, because one of the key words that the prime minister used was extreme pornography. But
I see that
he's selling it under the same thing of well, it's to fend off pedophilia, and they're using this algorithm from Microsoft on how to make sure those pictures don't show up. But you can opt out of it, right? So that's what people are saying. Well, yeah, but you can just opt out of it. But that's creating a list of people that just don't, and this is what nobody's talking about as far
yeah.
as the story goes, nobody's saying this, is that's creating a list of people that don't do what they're told.
Yeah.
And that's a real problem. And that's, and again, with this,
it's going to be a long list, or else there's going to be a black market for porn.
Yeah, that's the real solution, of course, is just for everybody to completely opt out of it. But with this is kind of this is kind of scary that Tor, which is supposed to be one of the safe places on the internet, really isn't doesn't look so safe now, and it's affecting Tor Mail, which a lot of people use to kind of anonymize their email usage. And Tor Mail always gets attacked. I've looked into Tor Mail recently. I used it years ago. I don't recommend people necessarily use that because it is something that is so heavily attacked all the time.
What do you mean attacked? Like DDoS?
Yeah, DDoS. Like Tor Mail.
What's DDoS?
Distributed denial of service
okay.
attack, where basically it's like if everybody tries to load a website at once and the
right.
server just cannot keep up with it, and so it appears to be down.
Right, right. Or you do something like what the FBI is doing, where they're using JavaScript, which the whole point of using Tor, one of the major things of using Tor, is so that you don't use JavaScript. But the problem is most people turn it back on because you can't functionally use the internet very well without JavaScript.
Well, yeah, okay, that gets to a point, because as I understand it, there were a couple of security vulnerabilities that made people vulnerable to this this compromise, right? And one of them was having JavaScript enabled, as you said.
Right.
The other one was using the same browser for both Tor and non-Tor browsing, because then it could connect the two accounts and it could find your IP address or whatever. Right,
right. But the average person that uses Tor won't understand. Like, 'cause if
really, they wouldn't know that it's a good idea to use different browsers and to not enable JavaScript? I mean, even I kind of know that, and I'm just, not very technical.
Okay, but my point is like, if you use Firefox, okay,
yeah.
which is a very, very popular browser, if you use Firefox and you use Tor, and you have them installed on the same machine, on the same computer, Tor and Firefox, they use the same libraries. They have shared software libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can see where the average person would open up Tor and think they're just using Tor, and then open up Firefox and think, I'm just using Firefox, when actually one change that happens in the other is going to happen to both of them. And that's where I think a lot of this security hole came from. And I think it's a simple, it's an easy mistake to make, because you would think you're using two different browsers. Because Tor works in its own folder, but if it's on the same computer, Firefox and Tor are going to use the same software libraries, and you're going to end up with these kind of problems.
So do you know about Freedom Hosting? I've heard of that before, but what do they do? Are they specifically, they're in Ireland, right? So they're probably sort of meant to avoid the U.S. government in some way, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the places to put something if you want to stay out of the reach of some of the big companies in the United States. But Freedom Hosting, I mean, they're legit. That you can get a website with Freedom Hosting that's not on Tor, but it is one of the, I think, out of maybe four or five of the major. I mean, there's hundreds of server houses, that work with Tor, but it's one of the biggest ones that houses Tor with.
They always go after the big fish, huh?
That's
so
right.
Should I worry about it or not worry about it?
I'd worry about it.
Okay. Are you worried that the government has compromised Tor?
Or do you think it's going to affect Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, too.
You
think it's going to affect Bitcoin? 855-450-FREE. That's F-R-E-E.
I'm I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
So, all of us moved here to New Hampshire to be involved in the Free State Project. And the Free State Project is currently over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of getting 20,000 people to sign their statement of intent to move to New Hampshire. Once there, they will exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. I'm going to ask you this. If you knew that 20,000 other people that believe like you, and I'm only talking to the people who believe in the ideas of liberty here, just you, if you knew that there are 20,000 other people like you moving to one state, would you be willing to move there too? If your answer to that question is yes, go to freestateproject.org and sign the statement of intent. Because that's all they're asking you, is if you're willing to move if 20,000 other people do. freestateproject.org. Stephanie, you had a kind of an interesting article. I guess it was on a guy asking some questions from some ladies that turned him down for a date.
Yeah, this is going to probably have a lot to talk about. Not necessarily much to do with freedom, but that's okay, because sometimes...
I don't know why it matters.
Sometimes people hold our feet to the fire about this. They're like, you guys talk about dating sometimes. That's not relevant to liberty. Well, yeah, I think it can be, you know, the way that you relate to other people and the way that you, you know, conduct your social life. Sure.
Well,
it can affect your sense of liberty in your life.
So it depends on whether you think Free Talk Live is a radio program about spreading the ideas of liberty or not. And I tend to agree with that idea. But it's really nominally a radio show where anybody can call in and talk about anything. So there's no reason to claim that particularly. Yes, we all believe in the ideas of liberty. But you also have to ask yourself, is a radio program that talks about the same thing all the time going to be relevant to the vast majority of people? We're on 120 stations across the country, two XM channels. We need to talk about things that are relevant to everybody, at least some of the time.
Yeah, we want people to listen.
Sure, absolutely. So I don't think that that's entirely fair. But, oh, believe me, when we talk about religion like it ended up talking about last night, we didn't, like, just basically some crazy woman who was supporting the policies of Vladimir Putin and called in and we said, hey, you know, that guy's trying to kill off gay folks or trying to incarcerate people that are gay.
Or just... don't hate gays.
She's like, well, I'm a Bible-believing Christian. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And so it was off to the races. Basically, I'm not allowed to have an opinion on spirituality because I run a radio show on the ideas of liberty, and my opinions might alienate somebody or some people. Like, I don't even know what the arguments are. I don't even understand. Like, I don't get to have an opinion in this area. You shouldn't have an opinion in that area.
Well,
I don't know. So anyway, go on.
Well,
I have an opinion about dating, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we all do. So, okay, this article is actually from Vice, vice.com. And
love Vice.
The headline is, I interviewed four women who rejected me to find out what's wrong with me by Jonathan Daniel Brown. Now, just the title there, you know, to find out what's wrong with me, it sounds like he's kind of going on the attack, like, hey, you, why don't you tell me what's wrong with me? Like, that can be a little bit of an unnerving question. Have you ever had anybody do that to you, Mark? Like, has anybody ever, like, you know, maybe a lady wanted to go on a date with you and you said no, and then she said, well, what's wrong with me? Why did you say no?
No, I've never had that happen.
Okay, did it ever happen in the reverse? Like, did you ever ask why a woman rejected you for a date or something?
I certainly wanted to know, but... usually when a rejection goes on, it's an emotionally charged situation, and that's not the time to ask those questions. I have found out in the past, you know, why some ladies have turned me down, you know, and...
How did you find out? Was it, like, later?
Later.
Did you hear it through the grapevine,
no,
or did you
gal,
talk to them directly?
Okay, in two cases, both cases, it was talking to them directly, you know, sort of finding out later.
Mm-hmm.
One case, she didn't like the way that I spoke about an ex-girlfriend. You know, a friend of mine called my ex-girlfriend a B-word in front of me, and I kind of chuckled at his use of the term.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you didn't correct him and say, oh, no, she's a fine person.
Right, I did not. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have used that terminology to describe her, but I certainly didn't correct him when he did it.
Yeah.
She didn't like that I would, apparently, you know, think that anybody who was of the female persuasion might be mean or nasty or vindictive. So
I might see that as a red flag, you know, for somebody. Like if somebody was bad-mouthing an ex in front of me, I might be aware.
I guess my question would be, how many exes do you badmouth? Because everybody can have an ex that, you know, they have a disagreement with, specifically the most recent one. But if every one of your exes is a bad person,
maybe
the problem is
with
you, not them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? So I get her point. I think that she just, you know, she just took a slice of my life and applied it. And I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Okay. Obviously, I don't care now, right?
Like, sure.
I've got a
wife, you're married. Yeah.
Who cares? You know, good luck to you. And you're, you know, out of wedlock child and, you know, everything that went on there.
Are you bad-mouthing another ex, Mark?
This
is a red flag for me.
Just saying.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. So what was the other situation?
The other one was I asked her out, and this one, in retrospect, probably I could have done things better. I asked her out to Hooters, which was just down the street.
Wow.
But I like Hooters wings.
It's a family restaurant,
I think they've got the best wings, and I didn't. For real, Brian, think about the implications of this at all. I could care less. You know, you're not going to get to touch the Hooters waitresses. The Hooters waitresses are like the strippers. You don't get to take them home.
But, I mean, just think about that. You're taking someone, you know, that you're trying to say that, yeah, we're going out to dinner. You mean a lot to me.
No, I don't think I was saying that at all. I was like saying, hey, after work, do you want to catch some wings?
Okay. All right, well, okay.
Apparently, I did not make a big enough deal about the meal for this young lady, which says to me that whatever the maintenance level that she requires is higher than the one that I'm willing to provide, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but still, I mean, there's no way that a woman can't get a message going to a place like Hooters that,
okay,
welcome to objectification land. I mean,
why does that mean that?
Well, have you ever seen, actually, this is kind of interesting. Have you ever seen Hooters employee handbook? They actually put it on,
okay,
I think they put it on their website.
All right.
Because I remember talking about it once on my show, Pork Therapy. It's mm-hmm. a podcast that I have. And they actually require, you know, some pretty specific things about the appearance of their employees. Like, they have to wear makeup, and they have, like, a makeup guide on their mm-hmm. website that's, you know, put it on this way, not this way.
Okay.
And you got to wear a certain kind of shoes and something like that. And, and so, yeah, they have some requirements that you're supposed to be good-looking in a certain way that they believe is good-looking, right?
I believe that that's true. I'm sure that they only hire women of a certain caliber in their minds. You know, when the manager sits down, male or female, I have no idea. They say that, and you know, you could do this job, too. You could say, oh, yeah, that's an attractive woman. That's not an attractive woman. That's not a woman. And you could decide, you know, who to hire based on these things, right?
Sure, I wouldn't, anyway.
You don't want the job, but you could do it.
No, thanks.
855 453. Please tell me what's wrong with taking a young lady to Hooters.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filter. filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. However, in the last segment we were talking about, I guess this gentleman began asking some gals that he asked out on dates why they didn't accept his offers, and somehow that turned into embarrassing stories of my dating life back when I was single that make me wish that I could run out and live in the woods. I guess I do. But if I needed more equipment to live in the woods, I can go to manventureoutpost.com, get the lowest prices on the name brand equipment for tents, apparel, boating equipment, cookware, water purification, archery, air guns, firearms, firearm accessories, ammunition, fish finders, flashlights, whatever it is that the outdoor enthusiast might need, you can find it at manventureoutpost.com. And when I say the lowest prices, I mean, I don't think you're going to be able to find prices lower than Man Venture Outpost on anything, but I certainly haven't found it on anything. Manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation, by the way. I have been dealing with manventureoutpost.com for years now, and never had a problem. ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. So before the end of the last segment, we were talking about how Mark asked a woman out to go to Hooters, and he honestly believed that they had the best wings, and that was why he wanted to go. But she saw it a little bit differently. And,
indeed.
We were talking about, Mark, when you in the past had asked women why they had rejected you, right?
Right.
Or you didn't ask, right, but you found out? Like, did it come up in conversation? Or
right. It basically, you know, okay. These are two women that, for whatever reason,
so they kind of volunteered the information?
It came out later why it was. In one case, I did date the young lady later.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she forgave me for
was that talking. The Hooters one?
No, that was the other one.
Okay.
The one that didn't like that I had a friend of mine had badmouthed an ex-girlfriend of mine in front of me, and I did not correct him somehow. And the Hooters one, I just, you know, basically came back into the place I used to work, and at some point or another, the topic came up, and I was really befuddled by why it was that she didn't want to.
Did you have a good laugh about that later?
No,
I imagine
really,
that could
didn't.
Be funny.
We didn't, because she said that, you know, she was, you know, she just found it appalling that anyone would ask her out on a date to Hooters. By the way, she wasn't particularly well endowed in the chest area, as though that it didn't matter to me, right? Oh. Like, I was willing to ask her out, but I think that there might be some, you know, sort of inadequacy.
Maybe she took it personally.
Maybe she did.
Something like that.
I don't know. All I wanted to do.
Or she thought you were trying to neg her.
What that mean?
It means like you give somebody like a sort of an insult, you know, like a, or maybe like a backhanded compliment. It's a pretty nasty technique, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Even the guy Neil Strauss who invented it says that nobody does it right.
Okay. I have no clue. Haven't ever really read anything on
dating.
Let me
put on my pickup artist hat, and I'm totally not a pickup artist. I'm not interested in that at all. But anyway, so they would probably say something like, if you told a woman, like, oh, you got some spinach in your teeth or something like that, then that might be like a way to neg them. It's like a way to kind of shake their confidence for a minute, and then, you know, they kind of snaps them out of their zone or something like that.
And then they want to prove themselves back to you that they're like, no, actually, I don't have an inadequacy.
Yeah, okay. Something like that. But the way that people often use it is comical. I mean, I've heard people say, there's a great XKCD comic where it's called like Pickup Artist or something, and there's a woman sitting in a cafe eating a fruit salad, and the guy comes up to her and says, oh, I see you're eating a fruit salad. You must be on a diet. And then she goes back at him with some kind of, I see that you're trying to neg me. You must be some pathetic, boring loser who's reading the game and thinking that you're going to get women or something like that. And it's pretty funny.
No, there you go. I've never read anything like that.
Or like, those are nice shoes. They'd look better on your friend or something like that. You know, it's kind of like a, usually it's like a backhanded kind of.
Yeah, it wouldn't really get me interested in anybody, but okay.
No. Somebody did that to me once, actually, and then denied it, but I was pretty sure this was what was going on. This was a guy that I knew to be interested in pickup artistry.
Okay.
And he saw a picture of me on Facebook, and he commented on it and said, you would look really pretty with straight hair. And my hair is naturally curly, and it's.
Have you ever straightened it?
Yeah, it's a pain. It doesn't look well. It doesn't work well.
Okay.
I like to be just who I am, and so I replied, you know, are you trying to neg me? And then he said no. Well, that's of course what you say if someone calls you out on it, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about this. I've never certainly tried it, and don't know how successful it is.
Yeah.
I think
if it really worked, lesbians would use it, and they don't.
Okay.
And the reason that they don't...
Are lesbians great daters? Do they go through lots of other...
I don't think so.
I mean, I heard a joke from a lesbian that what kind of car does a lesbian drive on a second date?
Oh, a U-Haul.
A U-Haul.
Yeah, because
so, I mean,
they're moving in together because they want a commitment.
I don't get the impression that they are great daters. I get the impression that they're great committers.
Well, some people, you know, if you look at women seeking women, like dating ads, sometimes they'll say, I'm not a second date U-Hauler.
Okay.
Yeah, so they, like, that's a meme that they know or whatever. But... Yeah, I mean, it's different. There's a wide variety of people within it.
Sure,
any,
there
any
are.
Demographic.
Absolutely. And I think that that's why, you know, dating tips. Okay,
but
so
I can say.
Tips. I gave some dating tips to a friend the other day. The dating tip was go where the people are that you find attractive, the type of people are you'd find attractive. I suggested coffee shops, libraries, bookstores.
The gym.
Gym's a possibility. I worked at a gym. I'm skeptical of gyms, but whatever.
I've met a lot of people at gyms.
A bar, a church, you know, there's just a variety.
Church, no, I stay away from the church.
It
depends
on
what
you're
looking
for.
But some people would want to go to find someone to
date
at church.
Actually, you know, your first few were great suggestions. I thought one of my biggest problems with people is that they're like, well, these relationships don't last, or the guy ended up being abusive, or the woman did, or whatever, who knows. And it's like, well, where'd you meet? At a bar.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to a place where people purposely don't act how they normally act.
You need to decide, are you a bar-type person? And if you're a bar-type person, you may want to meet people at bars. If you're not a bar-type person, it may be that a bar is not the best place to meet people. Here's my best recommendation to young men, in order to date. Take a dance class. Take a bunch of dance
classes. Oh, yeah, or a yoga class, I would add to that. You will be the only guy in that yoga
class. Take a yoga class, especially a Bikram's yoga class, just because they're better. I like them.
Hot yoga.
Hot yoga, I prefer. But you take those, and just in the class, you're going to be, it's going to be 20 to 1, or at least 10 to 1, and those are pretty good odds. And then once you learn to dance, you can go to dancing events, and you know, you're going to be one. It's going to be, again, 20 to 1. So that's my recommendation.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion.
Learn how to dance.
I would say just, you know, do the things that you like. But if what you like is Bitcoin, libertarianism, and atheism, and gaming, then you're probably not going to meet too many women.
It's difficult, right? And, yeah. I can say as a male, it's not like I've never sat there and thought, what's the best way to meet a woman? What's the best way to meet a woman? I got an idea. And for me, it was taking self-help improvement courses. Yeah. And those really worked for me. I've always liked the self-help thing. And believe me, I could date up there.
Sure. Yeah.
So, whatever. I think
you could date up. What does that mean?
I have better chances with better looking women than I would in sort of any other, you know, a neutral environment.
Oh, well.
Because I was one of, you know, I was a smaller percentage of men in that environment.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting. Yeah. So getting back to the topic of reasons why people get rejected, I have had a couple of men ask me, you know, why did I reject their date offer or whatever? And it's uncomfortable. You know,
did
like
you ask that?
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're taught.
You've
from
got to
a
be
very
really good at asking that question in order to not make the person uncomfortable. And I think that it's sort of unfair to put somebody too far on the back. But
yeah, it can be hard enough, you know, because like women are taught, you know, generally, it's kind of a female gender role to be nice, right? To not hurt anybody's feelings.
But you're also the ones that have to do the rejecting.
Yeah, because we're put into the role of the pursued, right?
Mm-hmm. Generally.
Men are put into the role of the pursuer, and women are put into the role of the pursued by culture. And that's not where everybody's necessarily most comfortable, right?
Sure, sure.
But yeah, it was uncomfortable when I got asked those questions, but I did answer. And
I think that it's valuable. Often, I've had this with sales prospects. Sometimes mm-hmm. I've taken the opportunity to ask people who didn't want to buy advertising from Free Talk Live exactly why it was they didn't want to do it.
That's helpful feedback.
And it's helpful feedback.
Yeah,
and
these guys weren't looking for feedback. They were looking kind of, I think, to maybe get me to change my mind.
Okay, well, that's an entirely different thing. I think that's unfair. If you're going to ask a question, you should ask it in a fair fashion. What do you think?
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about, I guess, funny dating stories and, you know, whatever the dating advice
is. A dude who asked women why they rejected him.
Yeah, I don't think we've even read the article.
And wrote an article about it. No, we haven't.
You can give us a call and comment on anything you'd like, funny dating stories or, you know, what your take is on dating and the best way to do it. I don't know. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Stephanie,
I have one more question first.
Okay.
Do you believe that...
You're asking me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I guess you kind of already answered this by, like, your past behavior, but do you think that, taking out the gender here, if somebody pursues somebody romantically, somebody else, and that person rejects the first person, does the rejector owe the... owe the pursuer a explanation about why.
Well, what does owe mean? You don't owe anybody anything mm-hmm. in that area, but if somebody were to ask me, I would likely tell them. However, you got to understand that I have the ability to be brutally honest.
Yeah.
If you've asked me a question, you have asked me to be brutally honest. And if it was a young lady who... if it was a woman who asked me this question, clearly it would be a woman, mm-hmm. Who would ask me this question, when I was still dating, the answer would have been probably one of two things. Either I've talked to you and I found you to be too high maintenance, which is code word for me, like, I just don't think we could get along, right? Like, you need too much from me mm-hmm. that I'm not willing to give. You need to be more self-contained and handle your life your way. I'm willing to share a life with you. I am not willing to build you your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to change me for you. I am not a build-your-own-man hobby kit. And so that's going to be the one thing that's going to be the one answer. And the other answer is, you're just not attractive enough. And both of those are crappy answers to give somebody. That's not going to feel good getting that answer in either way, right? Like, you're ugly
yeah.
or you're a B word.
Wow.
Right? Well, isn't that really what I'm saying, though? I mean, boiling it down?
Maybe that's how you think of it, but if I were going to give somebody those answers, yeah, I mean, that might be why I would reject somebody, too, because A, I don't think we could get along, or B, I'm not attracted to them. But do you notice the way that I phrase those compared to the way that you phrase those?
I said the same things the first time around, and mm-hmm. then I boiled them down into one word.
Well, you said you're not attractive enough. I said I'm not attracted to you.
Right.
I made it about me. You made sure. it about you, or you made it about the other person.
Okay,
right?
I mean, not liking someone's looks doesn't necessitate one being ugly.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, everybody probably, you know, there's somebody out there that finds you attractive, no matter who you are. You know?
Agreed.
So it's pretty subjective about appearance. I totally believe that. Just because I don't find someone attractive, somebody else does find them attractive. Somebody doesn't find me attractive. Somebody does find me attractive, you know? So
I think there's standards, and always considered myself to be in the highest standard. I'm vain, you know, but I'll admit it.
You mean you think you're better looking than the average person or something?
Oh, I on Hot or Not, I was a 9.3.
Woo.
Wow.
That's hot.
I guess. I mean, you know, yes. I believe, but I believe they were rating me low.
Wow. 855 453 is Mark hot or not?
Is Mark vain or not?
So
I'll admit I'd probably give you a 9.5.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was when I've been asked about why I said no in the past, one of them was that the guy was overweight. And I told him that honestly, because I thought it was important to give that feedback. You know,
right.
Like if, you know, I have been overweight in my life, and sure. At the time, most people around me, you know, danced around it. They didn't say anything about it. But, you know, maybe if I had had that feedback in a compassionate way, I would have been able to make some changes in my life or you know, get, you know, evaluate my diet and see what was going on with it. You know,
you really think so that the outside feedback would have changed your? I mean, you knew you were overweight when you were overweight,
right? I don't
know. Right?
Maybe from people who cared about me, like if it was my family, perhaps. Or
at
something.
Least you know if you're overweight. At least you know why it is they turned you down. Because I think that a lot of guys are disempowered around money and looks, and I don't think that those are the most important things when it comes to most women are interested, in my opinion, in somebody who treats them with respect and somebody who tries to be funny. That doesn't take, you know, they're not too serious. Because serious people are, you know, just, well, I guess they would become more dangerous or something. So those are the two things that I find.
Mm. Yeah, but you're not dating men, so... Well, you are a man, and you're trying to supply those things.
Yeah, but I certainly have dated women who date men, and,
yeah. You
know, I get feedback.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes like people ask you for feedback, and they don't really want the feedback, though. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think women do judge men greatly by their the amount of money they make and by their
Sure,
looks?
Some probably do.
Some probably do, but
isn't
I don't
that
think
why
most
they
of
ask?
Them do.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably more about status than money, per se. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
because rock stars get laid.
Indeed, they do.
And they don't have money.
Indeed, they do. I think status always plays a role, but I don't think that most. You know what? I saw Dennis Rodman on MTV.
Yep.
They had a bus, and they were trying to talk women into the bus with Dennis Rodman.
Oh boy!
Failing
really
miserably.
Wow. So who was trying to talk them into it?
Some other MTV guy with Dennis. They were both out there trying to talk women to get in the bus with at the time, a really successful NBA player. Yep. Admittedly, a strange-looking one, but nonetheless. And you'd think that that would be particularly successful. I don't think that you're talking about 10% of the population of women make their decisions based on those kinds of things.
Hmm.
Personally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody has different needs and requirements, you know. Maybe you can pick out some universals, but...
I think that universally people would like to have somebody that they're dating have a job. That's pretty universal.
Well, what if you're self-employed? Or what if you're independently wealthy? What if you don't need to work?
Frankly, I'm not interested in somebody who's independently wealthy.
Okay. Well, all those women out there who are independently wealthy, sorry, Mark is taken.
I've already taken them, so it doesn't matter.
I think all of those things, I mean, be it money, looks, or being funny and maybe knowing that you're kind of funny or just trying, all of that just lends itself to something a lot deeper, which is just confidence. I mean, and that's where the attraction is. I don't think the attraction is the size of the bank account. For some it is, certainly. I mean, and they're just very shallow. But I think it really just has to do with that the person with that money just has that air, or the person who knows that they're good looking just kind of has a certain air about them of a degree of confidence that they don't have worries, and there's an attraction to that. I don't see it as the actual things themselves as being the attractor.
A lot of women too kind of confuse that sense of confidence with perhaps arrogance or cockiness.
Sure.
You know, and they're attracted to quote a-hole guys, you know. Because they like the confidence, but they can't separate it from that, from the potentially abusive qualities of somebody who might be a jerk, you know?
Right.
So, I suppose that's the case.
Anyway, do you want to hear what this guy had to say?
Yeah,
so,
I guess I do.
So basically, this is Jonathan Daniel Brown. And he has a picture of himself here with Sonic the Hedgehog, and he's wearing some kind of a gaming T-shirt. He's got glasses on. Yeah, he's wearing like a brown T-shirt with black jeans.
The suggestion is he's a nerd.
Yeah, he looks kind of nerdy. Okay. Yeah, I mean that's.
Is he a good looking nerd, an average looking nerd, or an ugly nerd?
Average. Okay. I would say. I don't find him very attractive, but he's not terrible looking either to me. Anyway. Somebody out there finds him attractive, but apparently not these women because they rejected him. So he first starts out the article kind of explaining how he has always had sort of trouble with women, and you know he's grown up a lot on the internet and he's relied on the internet as a crutch for dating, and so he usually tries to approach women online and has a lot of trouble talking to them and gets rejected. So he decided to speak to four women who rejected his advances and get to the bottom of what's going on. So the first, number one, Emily. Emily is a waitress / singer-songwriter from Sherman Oaks, California. I interviewed her while driving home 20 minutes after she told me we should just be friends. So here's what she had to say.
That seems like way too soon to interview somebody, but okay.
Yeah, that was one of the things I took from this article, like, A, does he really want this feedback, or is he kind of just, I mean, it seems a little bit
sometimes when people
pushy
ask,
to ask, yeah, right. Hey, why did you reject me? You
know? Sometimes when people
is he kind of butthurt about it, you know?
Well, sometimes when people are asking about rejection, they're just trying to find another route back into the situation, you know, an opportunity to sell again.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a very disingenuous thing to do, that right. If you're asking about the rejection, you should be learning for the next time, not trying to rebuild this with this person. That's wrong, in my opinion. That's disingenuous.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lie, and I just wouldn't accept it.
Yeah.
So they went to her house and they ended up making out but not going all the way. And he said, "What was it about you that made you say I would like to make out with this guy but not sleep with him?" And she said, "You look like my brother." And then he asked, "Well, why would you make out with your brother?" And she said, "Well, it was an after-the-fact realization."
855, wow. 453. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the thing. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.